One of them survives on almonds and broccoli. The other crushes frozen pizza in his unwashed sweats. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
All right, welcome back, Rothman and Ice. We go right to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline and connect with our friend, play-by-play voice of your Columbus Blue Jackets, Bob McGallagher. Mac, good to have you.
Hello, Anthony. How are you?
We're good. This is what it is, right? I mean, I was hoping they could wake up this weekend of the Hawks series and say, hey, we're mathematically alive. Let's continue to try to make a run at this thing. But I get it where they were. It seemed like good business move here. Savvy, as much as he's such an identity guy, you weren't going to he was going to command too much. I mean, they had to do it. So give me your feel on what they got in return here. With the two, what's going to be essentially, late firsts, and what they got in the Foligno and the Savard deal and the Nash deal, did it meet your expectations, exceed them, or not?
Well, actually, I think they did pretty well to get a first-round pick for both David Savard and for Nick Foligno. As you mentioned, Savard was a guy that wasn't coming back. A couple of weeks ago, before Nashville played themselves into the playoff picture, Matthias Ekholm was the guy that was being talked about, and David Savard would have been a second-tier guy. Well, once Nashville gets into a playoff spot, that moved Savard to the top of the list. And you're right. He was not going to come back. When you have Seth Jones coming up after next season and Zach Werenski real soon after that, you have to make decisions in the salary cap world. So those decisions, those two guys, you're always going to choose above David Savard. That's no offense to David. He has been a terrific player for this franchise, and he's been the heart and soul of this team. But the way the salary cap world works, sometimes you have to make business decisions and move on. So to get a first for him and then another pick next year in the draft, I thought that was pretty good. And for Nick Foligno, he should command a number one pick because the Toronto Maple Leafs aren't buying his points. They are buying his character and his grit and his playoff experience. And this is just the kind of guy you want to go on a playoff run on a team like that. So I thought the Blue Jackets, again, they did very well in that, getting two picks out of the Toronto Maple Leafs. I think Yarmo did about the best that he could do in those situations. And with two guys that you never want to get rid of, but the situation this year is it was time to do what he did.
Bobby Mac, went. You've got a guy like Nick who not only made an impact on the ice but off the ice as well. For a lot of people, there's an emotional attachment to a situation like this, and I think you can view guys like that differently based off of what they were able to do during their time. So that's why I wanted to ask you, when you hear the name Nick Foligno, how will you remember him as a Blue Jacket captain?
Well, the funny thing is, Matty, yesterday – When he got dealt, I was thinking, okay, well, he got dealt. Just the pure taking the people part out of it. It needed to happen. They got a good return, blah, blah, blah. And then I saw the tribute video that the team put out on social media, and that's when the people part of Nick Foligno hit me again. This guy has been great for this city. He's been great for this franchise. He's one of those very few people, but there are a lot of these types of people in hockey, that when you meet him and talk to him for 5 seconds, and he'll give you those 5 seconds, and you feel like he's a friend for life. And that's what Nick Foligno makes me think of, just to talk to him, the way he carries himself. He's as John Tortorella likes to say, he is a true pro. And is there a chance he comes back here in the summertime? Yeah, I think there's a chance of it. I don't know what the percentage is on that, and I think it would be great to have him back. But as for right now, you just have to appreciate what he did as a and the community, how he represented the Columbus Blue Jackets to the entire hockey world, and we should all be appreciative of that.
On with the voice of the Jackets, Bob McGallagher here on Rothman and Ice. So we've seen a glimpse of Patrick Laine. We know what he can be at his best. We've seen, we know what he possesses as far as a weapon. Like, we've seen the shot, I guess is what I mean. We haven't seen everything that can go along with it, and we certainly haven't seen that shot a lot lately. But I'll ask you, do you think they should be more inclined to try to get someone with him that can help tee him up? Or is this just not the road that they should be going down as far as – because when the trade first happened, it was, my goodness, we just landed one of the greatest shots in hockey. How can you just turn your back on that? What do you think they're thinking?
Well, I think, to be honest with you, I think a great deal hinges upon what's going to happen with Seth Jones. I mean, if it were me, and I'm not speaking for Yarmo, I'm just saying, I think Seth Jones is now your premier star player, and, you know, I would be looking to build around Seth Jones if I'm going to do that. And then, of course, I'd like to keep Patrick Laine. But, you know, let's say that Seth is not going to stay here after next year. And then how many years is it going to take you to get somebody to play with Laine? You know, what can you use those picks that you just got to try to find somebody like that? I just think there are a lot of variables, but I think that a lot of it hinges upon Seth Jones and where you're going from there. Because to me, if Seth Jones is going to be here and is going to sign long-term, and I pray to God he is, then you're just retooling this thing. And if not, I think you're going beyond that. And so I don't know that you can answer that question right now today. I don't think you can. And I think it's something you can answer in the summertime, but the answer is not coming in the next 19 minutes.
Okay.
You know, checking out some stuff, you know, just about the trades that the Jackets have made. Some people were honing in on the goaltenders and what they think the Jackets should do with one or the other. What's your take on that and how they go about that moving forward with Corpy and Elvis and possibly just rolling with one guy in the future?
Well, again, there's another factor here, in my opinion. Daniil Tarasov just came over after playing in Europe, and he is now playing in Cleveland with the Monsters. And I've had two different goalie coaches tell me that this guy has the potential to be the best of the lot. So if that is the case, if he is the guy of the future, and I don't know if he is yet. Like I said, he just got over to North America. He's got to adjust to the game. But to me, the way I look at the goaltenders is, where are you going to get the most return? Who's going to give you the best deal? And whichever guy that happens to be, I would do that deal because I think these guys are very similar. I think one night one looks like a star, and then the next night the other one looks like a star. And, you know, if the guy in Cleveland is potentially going to be a star, I've said this before, I'll say it again, are you picking a starter here when you're talking about Korpisalo and Merzlikins? Or is this other guy going to be so good that you're picking a backup between these two guys? I don't know. And, you know, that's the kind of talks and decisions that I'm sure they're already having, but those are the kind of decisions they're going to have to make when it comes to that. But I think if you're trying to get assets, to me, whichever guy is going to get you the most assets, that's got to be the guy you're looking at.
So all quiet the next 16 minutes is your feel?
I don't know. Well, I was driving. They didn't trade Delzato, did they?
No, I've not seen anything on Michael. Nope.
I mean, that's the one guy whose name is still being thrown out there a lot. Deservedly so. I think he's played really well for this team, and I think that a playoff team could use him. So if not him, I don't think so. I think it'll be quiet.
All right. Well done, my man. Thank you for jumping on short notice. We appreciate your insight, buddy. Be well. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.